Forms of the Earth. Sun Tzu said, "The forms of the earth, open, hung, stalled, narrow, steep, and distant. I am able to go, he is able to come. This is called open. As for the open form, be first to occupy the high and yang. Secure your supply routes. If I do battle, it is advantageous. I can go, but it is difficult to return. This is called hung. As for the hung form, when the enemy is unprepared, I emerge and am victorious over him. When the enemy is prepared, if I emerge and am not victorious, it is difficult to return. It is not advantageous. I emerge and it is not advantageous. He emerges and it is not advantageous. This is called stalled. As for the stalled form, although the enemy offers me advantage, I do not emerge. I lead my troops away. To order a strike when half the enemy has emerged is advantageous. As for the narrow form, if I occupy it first, I must fill it and await the enemy. If the enemy occupies it first and fills it, do not pursue. If he does not fill it, pursue. As for the steep form, if I occupy it first, I must occupy the high and yang and await the enemy. If the enemy occupies it first, I lead the troops away. Do not pursue. As for the distant form, since Shi is equal, it is difficult to provoke battle. To do battle is not advantageous. All these six are a Tao of the earth, the general's utmost responsibility. One cannot but examine them." And so in the military there is driven off, the bow unstrung, dragged down, the mountain collapsing, chaos and routed. All these six are not a calamity of heaven. They are the excesses of the general. Now Shi is equal, and he uses one to strike ten. This is called driven off. The troops are strong, and the officers weak. This is called the bow unstrung. The officers are strong, and the troops weak. This is called dragged down. A great officer is wrathful and does not submit when he encounters the enemy. He is filled with rancor and does battle on his own. The general does not know his ability. This is called the mountain collapsing. The general is weak and not strict. His training and leadership are not clear. The officers and troops are inconstant. The formations of the military are jumbled. This is called chaos. The general cannot assess the enemy. With the few, he engages the many. With the weak, he strikes the strong. The military is without elite forces. This is called routed. All these six are a Tao of defeat, the general's utmost responsibility. One cannot but examine them. Now forms of the earth are an assistance to the military. Assess the enemy and determine victory. Appraise the steep and level, the far and near. This is a Tao of the superior general. One who knows these and employs battle is certainly victorious. One who does not know these and employs battle is certainly defeated. And so when according to the Tao of battle there is certain victory, and the ruler says do not do battle, one can certainly do battle. When according to the Tao of battle there is no victory, and the ruler says one must do battle, one cannot do battle. And so he advances, yet does not seek fame. He retreats, yet does not avoid blame. He seeks only to preserve the people, and his advantage accords with that of the ruler. He is the treasure of the state. He looks upon the troops as his children. Thus they can venture into deep river valleys with him. He looks upon the troops as his beloved sons. Thus they can die together with him. He is generous, yet unable to lead. He is loving, yet unable to give orders. He is chaotic and unable to bring order. They are like spoiled children. They cannot be employed. Knowing my troops can strike, yet not knowing the enemy cannot be struck. This is half of victory. Knowing the enemy can be struck, yet not knowing my soldiers cannot strike. This is half of victory. Knowing the enemy can be struck, knowing my soldiers can strike, yet not knowing that the form of the earth cannot be used to do battle. This is half of victory. And so one who knows the military acts and is not confused, initiates and is not exhausted. And so it is said, know the other and know oneself. Then victory is not in danger. No earth and no heaven, then victory can be complete.